The end is nigh. It is here. Repent, repent. Oh, how we've gone backwards. Also, 911 goes by and let the triggering begin. And what's really on my mind today? Money, honey. We're going to talk about it. Let's talk.
Uncensored, unfiltered, unhinged. It's the Carell Cast. Listen daily on your favorite streaming service.
Talking about Sunbequake. I'm sorry. It is the Carell Cast. I am Carell. So very glad to be here with you today. Talking about sun be blocking, earth be quaking, people freaking. Because that describes today, honey. First of all, happy Monday. And there is an eclipse. And depending on when you are listening to this, you're either smack dab in the middle of it, it's already happened and you survived it, or it is yet to happen. I'm recording this previously because it doesn't start till 11 o'clock in the morning here in Nevada this morning at 11:10, I believe. But you've heard a lot about it. And my favorite, I mean, and it's sad. It would be funny if it weren't so fucking sad. But Marjorie Taylor Greene, that waste of humanity that gets $160,000 a year from us, from we the people, and if she stays in Congress 5 years, we'll get 80% of that for life, or $130,000 a year plus medical for life if she stays in 5 years. And I think she's been in there 5 years, hasn't she? Yeah. So she's got that for life. Oh, God, it's just disgusting. Anyway, she said, earthquakes in New York, solar eclipses, God is trying to tell us to repent. And I thought, oh, my God, she sounds like someone in the 1400s, some priest. You know, out there on the mound, in the rock, in the center of the town square. Repent! The end is near! The sun is gone! The ground is moving! The gods are angry! And people are going with it. Oh my God, online, you're seeing people say, I don't understand. In order for there to be a full eclipse, the sun, it has to have a full moon, and the full moon already happened. So these people know nothing. They are so stupid. If you asked them how many planets in our solar system, they wouldn't fucking know. If you asked them, are we the third planet from the sun? They wouldn't know. They're so stupid. About as stupid as people in NYC, honey. I got to tell you. When I heard about the earthquake, when was it? Friday? I think it was Friday. After the show, or was it Saturday? Oh, I forget when. It was the last couple of days. When I heard about the earthquake in New York, and I saw that it was a 4.8, I was like, meh. And everyone was freaking out. Oh, God, I went to CBS Streaming News and went to the New York station. They were out there in the street. Tell me where you were. How did it feel? Well, I was in my bed, and the bed started shaking. And that really freaked me out. I'm very visibly shaken by all of this. 4.8, bitches, that's a truck driving by. In California, we don't even respond if it's under 5.0. It's like, that's nothing. Now, I've been in big ones. Sylmar, Northridge. I know earthquakes can be scary. But if they're under 5.0, they're kind of fun, actually. There's a, ooh. It's like, I always sing Carly Simon. I really do. You could ask anybody. When there's an earthquake, I immediately start singing, I feel the earth move under my feet. I feel the sky tumbling down. I'm sorry, people have died, but not in this earthquake. So New York freaked out. You'd have thought the Statue of Liberty was back on her back, you know, like she had fallen into the bay and the Empire State was in rubble as if King Kong had destroyed it. I mean, you would think that New York was, it's like, I saw one like flipped over planter that had a tree in it. I was like, oh, you will rebuild. I mean, they just freaked out. And then you add the earthquake into this eclipse that's happening today. And people have lost their monkey minds. They're just, they are so stupid. I got my glasses. I got my eclipse glasses. I'm going to, keep Ember in the house. Ember has been out in an eclipse. This is not her. She's 8. This is not, people acting like there ain't been an eclipse in 500 years. There was just one about 8 months ago here in Nevada. Like 90% of the sun went away. I'm like, this is not new. planets move, the moon gets in our way all the time. It's like, calm down, Lord. And they're selling out in the path of totality. That should be called Trump's autobiography, The Path of Totality. But so they're freaking, they're just freaking. Airbnbs are all full, and I wouldn't use them on hotels, baby. I don't, you know. Anyway, so it is Monday. There is an eclipse, and there was an earthquake. Everyone's like, I thought earthquakes were West Coast things. Well, that's because you're a fucking rube. Everywhere on planet Earth has tectonic plates and fault lines. Everywhere. Why? Because we used to be one big continent called Pangaea. Hello? I mean, don't you know shit about where we came from? We used to be one big continent called Pangaea, and Pangaea broke apart. You can actually look. I have a giant map here on the wall that I'm staring at. You all have seen it before. It's like 10 foot by 6 foot. It's an enormous map. And you can see how it all used to fit together. And what happened? It moved apart. How? Breaking in the plates. That's how. Every place on planet Earth gets earthquakes. Whether they feel them or not doesn't matter. Every place on planet Earth is moving. And these people just cannot fathom that. They don't understand the ground that they're on actually is moving every day. Oh, it's moving a minuscule amount, but it's moving, just like the moon. The moon gets an inch or two away from us every year. In several hundred years, the moon is going to spin out of orbit. How about that? Or is it thousands of years? Probably thousands. But it's going to spin out of orbit because it gets further away from us every year. The moon does. And people just have no concept of this because they have no idea they live on a living planet. That the planet is alive and it moves and continents reshape and things form. They don't fucking get it. The same with eclipses. They don't get that we're part of a universe with planets that revolve around each other, and sometimes they get in each other's way. Sometimes they smack into each other. The planet Theia smacked into us years ago, as in millions. Not even Cher was here. And that's what created our moon. We had two of them, by the way. When Theia hit us, bam, just smacked right into us. Blew the planet half apart. And look, here we are now on a planet that's already been hit by another planet. Good Lord, these people are just idiots. So yes, everywhere in the world can have an earthquake. Everywhere. There are plates everywhere. So don't ever be surprised wherever you are in the world if there's an earthquake. And why every city in the world doesn't build like they could possibly have an earthquake, I don't know. Or a flood or a hurricane. They just build these cities that just get knocked down by earthquakes, or wind, or it's not, can't we be smarter? I guess not. Not if we got people out there saying repent because the earth is moving and the sun's going dark. Good Lord. Oh, Lord. All right. We got, I have to, speaking of being triggered, because, you know, I have to start staying offline, I have to tell you, because there's so much ageism and hatred for older people online now. And of course, gay is still, we're going backwards in the gay rights. And then the other thing is vegan. If I just commented to someone, yeah, we have great vegan restaurants here in Las Vegas. And someone commented underneath, oh, there can't be a great vegan restaurant. I'm like, why the fuck do you have to put that there? You know, vegans are the ones doing the right thing every week. More research comes out that says plant-based diet or the planet dies. So I'm doing the right thing. My friend David and Toby now, they're doing the right thing. Steve Cabral doing the right thing. Daniel Charleston doing mostly the right thing. I have so many friends that are now switching to a plant-forward diet where about 80% or more is plant-based. So many of you have done it because of me. And yes, I am working on that book actively now every day. And so we're doing the right thing, you and I. And yet they try to poke at us like in somehow we're, and you've seen it online. There's huge vegan hatred in the world, not just online, but in real life. People make fun of you, taunt you, don't want to be your friend, don't want to go out to eat with you. Why? Because I choose to do the right thing for my body and the planet? So online is just you know, and speaking of triggered, you mentioned you're a vegan online and that triggers countless people. Well, 9-1-1 entered its seventh season on ABC, the show. I've watched it since the get-go, produced by a gay man, Ryan Murphy. And, or is it Bradley Falchuk that's gay? No, it's Ryan Murphy that's gay. Ryan Murphy. And they already have a lesbian on the show who's married and has a kid. But Buck, one of my favorite characters, if you haven't watched the first three episodes, tune out right now for about 5 seconds. Buck kisses the Incredible Hulk's son. I'm making that up. Lou Ferrigno Jr. is on the show. He's gorgeous. And Lou Ferrigno used to be the Incredible Hulk. Talk about triggering people online. Oliver Stark, the actor, has come out and said, I'm so glad for all of you people who have, you know, been happy about this. But if you're not and you're triggered and you're leaving these comments like you're not going to watch the show anymore or whatever, the show already has a lesbian on it. B, the character's just bisexual, not completely gay. And like that matters. And C, you don't need to announce your exit. Just go. And I love that he said that. And why would bisexual used to trigger me? It did. Because I fully used to believe that you're either gay or straight. But, you know, I've had sex with more women than most of you. Hundreds, probably, between the 70s and the 80s, at least over 100. And so most of you men out there listening have not had sex with more than 100 women. I have. It was the 70s. It was the early 80s, you know, just throw some lube in the middle of a room and jump in. But I'm not bi, even though I've had sex with a lot of girls, women. But I'm not bi. So I always believed that you were either straight or gay because at the end of the day, you would choose to be with one or the other, ultimately. Well, now that I'm older, I realize that my belief doesn't make something so. And that just like many can't understand how I'm gay, how I would just like to be with men, just because I can't understand that there are some people that are equally attracted to male or females, you know, doesn't mean they don't exist. And I never believed that someone could be as equally attracted to a man as they could be a woman. And poor bisexuals, they are so discriminated against. No one wants to date them. What gay guy wants to date a bi guy thinking that he could lose him to a woman? Because you ain't got the plumbing that a woman has. And so, you know, when you're two gay guys together, if he cheats with another man, you feel heartbroken because you think, what does he have that I don't? Well, in the case of bisexuals, that would be breast and a vagina. So, you know. So gay guys don't really like to date bi guys. And straight women certainly don't want to date a man that they have to worry about not only other women, but other men. See, most of you only worry about your spouse cheating with 50% of the population. If you date a bi person, you got to worry about them cheating with 100% of the population. So I used to think, no, they're just having a, you know, they're not bi, they're going to. And many people who start out as, quote, bi end up coming out, you know, in years to come. It's sort of their gateway drug. Being bi is their gateway drug. Well, I don't know. I didn't used to believe in it. I used to think you were either one or the other or you're just lying to yourself. And I also thought you shouldn't limit it. Like, straight men should be able to have sex with other men and not call themselves bi. And the same with straight women. Straight women should be able to have sex with other women and not have to, you know, classify themselves as bi. I've always thought that we should expand the meaning of straight and gay and not add in 50 more letters. We just should expand the meaning. You know, straight people can, in fact, sleep with people of their own gender and still be straight. And I know a lot of you are like, Yes, I'm telling you now, I know this for a fact. I have slept with countless straight men who are in fact straight, married, have to women, have babies, will never probably sleep with another man in their life. And yet they slept with me. Straight people can have same-sex sex and still be straight. Now take that. What do you think about it? I'd love to hear your comments about all this. So yes, 9-1-1, Buck is now bi. Buck is bi. And I couldn't be happier for him. Now he's got 100% of the people to date. Could have just half. And he wasn't having any luck with girls. So. What the heck? Lou Ferrigno Jr.? Oh, baby. Hot.
Hey, Carell here, and I'd like to take a moment to thank all the patrons at Patreon. Your support means the absolute world to me and the show. If you'd like to show your support for the crazy endeavors of the Carell cast, then please go to patreon.com/reallycarell. That's patreon.com/reallycarell. And please help get those numbers up by subscribing to the YouTube channel, youtube.com/reallycarell. There's so much great free content there, it's like having a network on your TV, phone, or tablet. All social media is Really Carell, including Threads and Instagram. And don't forget the website that's had it all along, reallycarell.com. Without your support, the show simply doesn't work. So please listen on all streaming services, watch and subscribe on YouTube, and support the show through Patreon at patreon.com/reallycarell. Thanks for almost 30 years of support for the loudest, craziest, most unhinged gay guy and his little dog. And let's keep the party going as long as we can. The sun, where did it go? It's the end is near. Oh, help us, Jesus, please save us, oh, mighty Lord, help us. I've tried to be good, oh, Lord, please don't take me, I don't want to go in the rapture, oh, Jesus, I want to stay. Oh, sorry. Suddenly I pretended I was in the South. Oh. You know, sometimes I get chest, like, whatever, and I'm wondering, like, are you having a heart attack? Can you breathe? Are you able to breathe? Oh, yes, I check my pulse ox. I do. I'm trying with the medical anxiety, but I'm still in the GBS window. So I'm like, oh, God. And my feet are tingly and oh, just this infection from this shot has given me the gift that keeps on giving. I got tingly hands and today I'm feeling tight in my chest. Now, it could just be allergies, right? But whatever. So I wrote on the notes, what's really on your mind, Carell? And it's funny, the answer that I put down below on my cliff notes here, the answer I put was aging. That was because of the negativity online that I get. I get called old on there every day. Okay, boomer, or someone your age. The other day I was told it was creepy for someone my age to say the word chill. Aren't you a little old to be saying chill out? I was like, I'll fucking say whatever I want whenever I want, you young, ignorant piece of crap. Aren't I a little old? But yeah, I put aging down. And then the other thing on my mind is money and money and aging, because you're supposed to have $1.4 million and I don't. And the fact that I just read an article today, this morning, about a forthcoming book. I'm going to get the author on, called Limit. She calls it Economics with the word limit. Limit on it. And in her book, she makes a strong case supported by research and other economists that nobody should have more than $20 million. Like, period. Like, that should be the cap. After you get $20 million, that money has to go into in taxes, basically, to the state, to the country, to your community. That no one should get more than $20 million ever. And there certainly shouldn't be any billionaires. Everyone agrees on that, by the way. Every economist agrees there should not be billionaires in the world, that that's too much hoarding of cash. And there certainly shouldn't be the 85 top wealthiest people controlling more money than the bottom 60%. That's hoarding. They're just hoarding money. They're hoarding wealth, and wealth is resources. So the reason that there's homelessness, the reason that people are starving, the reason that you can't afford a house, everything traces back to, we are allowing too few people to amass too much money. You and I shouldn't have to worry about our retirement. It should all be paid for by the state. All of it. Why? Because we are citizens. We are good citizens who have done our job our whole life. We have voted. We have worked. We have participated in our community. We have done everything that needs to be done. So when we get older and need help, that's when society should take care of us in a nice fashion, not some hellhole of a place. And in this book about limitomics, it says that the wealthiest person in your community should only live four times better than the poorest. So these people, like here in Vegas, there's a $30 million house for sale that used to belong. No. If the lowest priced house that you could buy in Las Vegas right now is $140,000. I looked it up on Zillow. The cheapest house in all of Vegas is $140,000. That means the most expensive house in all of Vegas should be four times that, or about $560,000. And that would be to live up on the side of the hill where they're building now $5 million apartments and $30 million homes to look down on all of us poor people. It's called the McDonald Highlands over behind Henderson. They shouldn't exist. And according to this woman in this book, no home, no matter how lavish, should be more than four times the lowest home. Because it would be pretty lavish at four times that if the economy were readjusted to where no human being could have more than $20 million. I'm going to get her on to talk about this because she's right. And you all are sitting there saying, well, that's never going to happen, Carell. Why? Because of the fucking rich. It's never going to happen because the only control in this country is money. Donald Trump over the weekend held a fundraiser of billionaires at Mar-a-Lago to raise money to pay off his court debts. And these billionaires, they're despots. Oh, the White House, Joe Biden, and the Twitter and X and social media of the White House, they put who was at this fundraiser. Despicable fraudsters, criminals, people who want to take away Social Security, just horrible people were at this benefit. And they're all billionaires. And they're all horrible, despicable people. They shouldn't have billions of dollars. No one should have enough money to give Donald Trump $5 or $10 million. Money is out of whack. Now, you know, we are like a tire that's out of balance. You know, the world in general, but the United States for sure. And that means we're going along a roll. Thun, 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 thun. You know when you've got a tire that you've been poor. You know when you got a tire that's out of balance, and so every rotation it thuds the car, and you're thud 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 thud. Yes, it happens. Or it's got a bubble on it, or the weight came off of it, or something. Back when they did that. Yeah, nothing is working. The economy is not working, and this is why. I just had a talk at Sprouts this morning while I was picking up. I have Instacart, but I don't have them deliver because it's too much money. I go pick it up. And that saves the tip and delivery. And it just saves. And it's free. They don't charge you if you order groceries and then go pick them up at the store. And I was talking to the guy. He has two jobs. He has two jobs. And between those two jobs, he still doesn't make $25 an hour. And that means he is living on less than $35,000 a year on two jobs. When we know to live in Vegas, it takes 90, 100, 170 if you're a family of two, and he is. His wife works a job. He works two jobs. Three jobs between them, and they can't get ahead. They can't save. And he says to me, this Hispanic gentleman that I'm talking to about this, he says, yeah, and all I do is make money to give it back to the corporations, to the oil companies for gas, to stores like this for my food, to power companies. He goes, the only reason that I exist is as a funnel for money right back to these corporations. And I thought, didn't you just sum that up? Right now, the only reason you and I matter to them is because we feed them money. If we stopped spending money, if we grew our own food, if we made our own clothes, if we went back to that, they'd get really angry. Companies don't like when you don't support them. They get mad. They make legislation. They make things compulsory, like insurance. Insurance is mandatory, and yet the government doesn't pay for it. Anything deemed mandatory by the government should be paid for by the government. If you say I have to have insurance to drive a car on the road, then the government should offer insurance. You shouldn't be able to say something is required that costs money in order for you to do something and then not pay for it, like college. If you tell kids that a college education is a must, then guess what? It should be paid for. Other countries understand that. But we don't in this country. You can't live without lights, water, gas, internet. All of that should be paid for by the state. We can generate power all day long from the sun. Doesn't cost us a dime. Power should be free to every home in America. But then there wouldn't be billionaire energy companies. See what I'm saying about no one should have? If you limited the amount of money people could have, then these things would be free. Your gas in your kitchen, that comes from under our ground. It's our material. You know, the same with fossil fuel. That comes out of our planet. Why are we paying for it? We all own planet Earth. You have there's 8 billion people. So you have a 1 over 8 billion ownership in planet Earth. However many square miles planet Earth is, divided up by 800 or 8 billion people, you own that much, like an HOA, like a co-op. Think about that. You never really thought about that, did you? You own part of planet Earth. Why? Because you're here. Just like animals, like an elephant. They own the land out there. They shouldn't be being chased off of it. That's theirs. They have ownership rights. So do you. I don't know how many square miles the Earth is in terms of land, but divide that by 8 billion and that's how much is yours. Now, that could be one square inch of the planet, but it's yours. It's your inch. You know, it's not the size of your inch that matters. Well, you put all those inches together, you got a planet. When you die, you pass that on to the next person taking your place. I mean, come on. But these notions are radical. It's socialism. Yeah, socialism. You know, the idea that we have enough to take care of all people. It's got a dirty word, socialism. Oh, it's socialist. Well, yeah, there were socialist leaders who were idiots and they weren't real socialists. All socialism means is that all of the people enjoy the benefits of all of society. And in a socialist society, there wouldn't be billionaires. And of course, the other thing, or the thing on my mind that I wrote down is aging. I'm 61. I'm worried that it's going to be too hard to keep being in the entertainment industry at my age. I'm worried that I'm not going to have the stamina. This whole last month, one shot took me out for over a month. It'll be 2 months by the time I'm out of the window for GBS. One shot from the shingles vaccine from GlaxoSmithKline, and they're protected by tort reform from litigation. And one shot took me out for like a month and a half. I worry as I age, I'll be 62 this year. Ember will be 9 this year. I worry that that's going to happen more and more often. You know, these days I can't tell if my legs are weak from neuropathy or if GBS is happening or if I just overdid it. Because the concept now of overdoing is a real concept. The other morning, I tried to get back to my routine. I did 45 minutes of yoga and then I went to the park, walked 2 miles. And I jogged up the side of the hill 9 times. When I came back home, I thought I had GBS. I said, oh, Steve, I feel weak in my legs. He goes, what'd you do today? And I told him, he goes, bitch, you're just tired. I'm like, no, that's not that much. 45 minutes of yoga and a 2 mile walk with some running up a hill. That's not that much. And he said, bitch, it is at 62. Oh, that floored me. I'm having trouble with that. I'm having trouble with the fact that my days of, you know, staying up till 1 a.m. and partying and carrying on and being able to go do a show like from 7 to 10 and then stay out. And then I'm worried that those days are winding down. Oh, any of you dealing with any of this, leave comments down below about anything in the show today. I'll be back on Wednesday if we don't all die from the eclipse and the earthquake. I am Carell. Be who you want to be, so I don't hurt anybody. And we'll see you back on Wednesday. The end probably didn't. Not going to happen, FYI. No rapture. Sorry. It's going to. Except the song by Blondie. Rapture. Fast Five Freddy's.
Broadcasting from a completely different point of view. Yours. Listen daily to the Carellcast on your favorite streaming service.
Okay.